The people who make announcements would, at this time, like to make an announcement. It is our duty to inform you that for today's broadcast of the Health and Wealth Show,
Dave's not here!
But don't get your knickers in a pinch. The white-haired wonder will return. But now,
Dave's not here!
They know. We bring you a David-less edition of
Dave's not here!
As I was saying, it's time for the Health and Wealth Show.
Yes. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a pirate.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Mr. Pirate, I understand you get a lot of booty.
We are out at sea for extended periods of time, and... Oh, you mean like treasure?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, man, sometimes we come back into port and we have so much money we don't know what to do with it.
What do you do with it?
We take it to our money man, David Ernest.
The money man with the money plan?
Yeah, that's him, man, and if you have some money that you want to make sure is there when you need it, like when you retire from piracy or politics, you can call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Thank you for the interview, Mr. Pirate. Is there any way I can get a tour of your ship?
Yeah, man, we can show you around a little bit. We just can't take you down to Deck 2.
What's the matter with Deck 2?
Kind of a bad smell down there, man.
Really? Why is that?
That's the poop deck, man.
Right.
If it's south you're bound, let me tell you about a town that you probably will not see. It's a kind of a fable and it's only on cable and they call it Mayberry. Got a sheriff in the town, never talks a gun around cause he's only a local jailer. And the show has the slang cause he lives with his aunt and his name is Andy Taylor. Andy! Andy!
My name is Andy, folks say I'm dandy, I'm sheriff without a gun. Now let me see, just mean ain't B and Opie, he's my son. Now I got me a man always at my command, and between us there's no strife. Cause he's true and he's blue and he's my cousin too, and his name is Barney Fife.
Hey Barney, why don't you come out of the back room and rap for these folks, alright? Come on now.
Alright, alright.
It's kind of a trick to this, Ange.
Yeah,
I used to be in the choir.
We hope you enjoyed your stay. If the thing you didn't see, get yourself a TV. It's on cable twice a day. Hit it, Mayberry.
Well, would you looky there, ain't B. I have never seen such a good-looking apple cobbler, I'll tell you what. Hey, Barn, what say we take Helen and Thelma Lou up to Myers, right?
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Everett, get that vehicle out of here, everybody. Out of here, out of here, out of here. Now, Cobra, have you seen my nasal spray?
Trade.
And now, just to keep us out of jail, because we can't afford bail, here is the ever-popular legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information presented by that dreamy David Ernest should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that, sweethearts, is your legal disclaimer. By the way, have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And don't forget David's website at retirewithernest.com. Call David Ernest today.
From our super secret studio, where
Dave's not here,
but we do have a special guest to fill in. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show. Call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and your call will be returned by Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
Dave's not here!
So sit right back and get ready for a very conversational episode of The Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome to The Health and Wealth Show, and as we said earlier,
Dave's not here!
Yeah, Dave's not here. He's vacationing. He is Captain Vacation, I guess, but in his stead, we do have the lovely, the talented. You know her, you love her, you can't live without her. It's Princess Leah.
Hello, guys. Thank you, Ansley, for my claps. I appreciate it. Hi, guys. I know it's been a minute, so I'm glad that I get to talk to everyone. It's been a very busy start to summer. We've had lots of people coming over to Ernest Financial to figure out a safe way to invest their money and kind of do things a little bit different than they have been doing. And
yeah,
you know, learning more about conservative investments that have decent returns and things like that we've been doing. And I'm so glad that we're able to help so many people. And it's been a great start to the summer and a very busy start to the summer. We've gotten to meet a lot of new people and a lot of new radio listeners. And it's just been so fun this year at Ernest Financial trying to do all this stuff and meet everyone along the way.
Well, I just had a thought. And I know that's a scary thing for me to have a thought, but I think my dad and myself, we're going to go fishing one day this week. And I got to thinking about it and kind of like fishing is a lot like investing in your retirement, because you've got a little something going, something you put away. Think about that as the bait. And then you cast it out there, and with any luck, you'll catch a fish. Well,
right,
that investment has paid off. The only bad thing is you could, in some cases, lose your bait, and then you wouldn't be able to catch a fish because you got nothing on your hook. Well, that's what you guys over at Ernest Financial do. You make sure that the bait or the investment or the principal is safe at all times, and that your retirement will be there when you need it.
Yes, guys, we always try to keep your hooks baited here and make sure that you still get the catch of the day. And that's something that's so important, especially as you're nearing kind of that retirement age. You kind of need to figure out what you want to do. 5-10 years away from retirement, you need to come up with a game plan. And it's so important. Like Rusty's saying, you don't just go out to the pond and have no bait. I mean, you can, but you're going to have to sit there and dig out a lot of worms. But that just makes it a lot tougher on you.
I've not caught many fish without any bait.
Yeah, me neither. And, you know, we're kind of the people that know how to bait the hook. We've been doing this for a long time. David has been doing this for over 40 years, guys. And that is just him. I mean, the financial firm in itself has been doing it for a long time. If you count all of our accumulated years, you know, there's so many different ways to do things. Some people swear, like if we're using a fishing analogy, you know, some people swear by certain kinds of hooks and lures and things like this. Well, that's kind of how investing is, Rusty. I think that was the best way to explain it. You know, some people have a honey hole and a fishing hole and a thing like that. Well, that's what we do. We find that sweet spot, that honey hole, and we try to make sure that it stays that way for you. And there's not a whole bunch of waves and rocking up and down in your investment strategies.
Let me ask you something. Now, you sound like you might be a fisher person.
You know, Rusty, I have been fishing a few times in my life.
Uh-huh.
Call myself an expert by any means.
Can you bait your own hook and take the fish off?
I can do that.
You got it made right there, because there's a lot of people that can't do that.
You know, that's what I hear. If any one of you all follow me on Facebook, you would know that 2 years ago, we ended up catching all these red snappers.
Ooh.
I guess it was 2 years ago now, and they were huge. One was like 22 pounds or something like that, and another one was like 25. They were crazy big fish.
Wow.
And
if I caught one that big, I'd quit fishing. I'd retire from fishing. I did recently catch the biggest catfish I have ever caught in my life. I caught one, and there was a picture on Facebook if you happen to see it. If not, I'll send it to you. Me and my dad went out to my uncle's pond over in Billingsley. I was just sitting there in my little chair, nice day, just enjoying the breeze. And I sat my rod and reel down on the ground for just a second. I happened to glance down, and it was sliding across the yard. I did manage to reach down and grab it. As they say, set the hook. The battle was on. And got that rascal up to the bank. We didn't weigh him, but my uncle says he's going to weigh 7 or 8 pounds. And so I claimed 8, and there's a picture of him on Facebook. And it took me and my mama and my daddy to clean this fish. He was gigantic. I'll throw a catfish back, because I just don't like to clean them. They won't die. They keep making that noise. And you got to skin them. You can't scale them like other fish. So, you know, it seems kind of mean. But my uncle wanted him out of the pond because evidently he was eating the other fish.
Right.
Those red snapper, though, this catfish was big enough to fillet. But those red snapper, you fillet those, and man, I know they're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's super good. We still have some in our deep freezer because it's hard for, you know, three people to eat 50, like almost 50 pounds worth of red snapper. So, you know, we got to thaw it out and kind of do it piece by piece.
In increments, I guess, you know, kind of like making payments, you know, like you make a payment on your car, on your house, and you invest it in a freezer and you put the fish in there. I don't know if they're for a rainy day. When do you have fish? Is it a rainy day? Or that's, you put money away for a rainy day. Hey, I let myself into that one. That's what you do with the Earnest Financial.
Yes, we do all sorts of things with money at Earnest Financial. And it's just so cool to see what we've been able to do since I've been here, just to see all the people that we've helped and things like this, and to kind of store your money away for a rainy day and just try to invest your money in a safe way. You know, it can make you sick to your stomach when you're looking at your account and it's dropping by the thousands daily, or something not so great's going on. You know, we take that out of it. You know, you don't have to clean your own fish at Earnest Financial. We kind of do all that for you. Until you sit down with someone that is super well versed in this stuff, it's just so hard to figure out like how you want to do your money, how you want to invest it, what strategies are there. There's so many different things, and it makes it so much more simple when you can sit down with a financial professional, sit down and say, okay, these are my goals. This is what I want to do. And we kind of lead you in the right direction. Ultimately, the choice is yours at the end of the day, but it does help to have someone to kind of guide you in the right spot. You wouldn't have found the pond if it weren't for your uncle. It's kind of how you learn how to find the honey hole and how to do the certain things in the fishing spots. You know, you come on over to Earnest Financial or give us a call at 334-279-7431 and set up an appointment. And it's a free, no obligation consultation to kind of see where your goals are, see where you stand, and see how we can help you.
And don't forget about the ever popular phone number, 205-479-0839. And you guys are over there on the World Wide Web at retirewithearnest.com. And what else? You got other stuff too, right?
We're on Facebook, mainly Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's super fun, super easy. And consultation is literally one phone call away. That's it. It just takes one phone call and you will receive the help that you need, which is super cool, super fun. And it's really like the easiest thing. You come in with your stuff, we get to look at it and kind of talk you through what you have. Because a lot of people don't even know really what they are even invested in sometimes, you know, like you just get told by HR or your department, like, okay, yeah, we're putting you in this. Well, you don't really know what any of that sometimes means. And so that's where we kind of come along and can kind of break it up for you and tell you what's going on.
And you want to know what's going on. Like, I know what's going on over there. You and I are doing this program right now, but Ansley is over there. And I know she's in the conference room having a conference. You said you had toys for her over there. What kind of toys does she have over there at the office?
She's got a popper, some schoolwork, some books, you know, paint. We've really got it all at Ernest Financial.
Just a bunch of goodies, huh? Is she out of school for the summer?
She is. She is out of school. And so obviously we are making it work before camps and vacation Bible school and all that good stuff starts up. We had to kind of have to make do for now with what we've got.
Well, you know, this might date the show a little bit, but we'll fix that when the time comes for the rerun season. But I understand you got another big thing coming up.
Oh, yes, my wedding.
Yes, yes. When is it?
Well, we're getting married very, very privately. Small wedding with just our parents and Ansley and our living grandparents, and we're just going down to the beach and we're getting married down there with our family, and then we're going on our honeymoon.
Are you taking Ansley with you, or she's
not on
home?
Not on our honeymoon.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't know. I just, and so is it a secret destination for the honeymoon?
Well, it's in process of being booked, but we're thinking leaning to more than likely Costa Rica. So,
okay, because you said you were going to fly out. It's not like everybody's going to show up down there in Costa Rica and welcome you off the plane or anything. Now, why Costa Rica? That sounds exciting, but is just something you always wanted to do? Or
well, Reed has never been out of the country, and I've been a ton of times, and so it was something that's fun, safe. You know, not Mexico. Mexico is just like a little bit too dangerous for my liking right now. And then there's like a lot of activities. Like you can go see volcanoes. There's like a ton of wildlife. You can go hike. There's like hot springs. I don't know. We don't want to just sit on a beach. So, and I think that that's what a lot of kind of honeymoon destinations are about, is like drinking and being on a beach, which is fun and all, but sometimes you want to do other things and actually go see wildlife.
If you go to the volcano, don't be doing any drinking, because you could slip up and fall in, and that just would not be good. It'd be a lifetime movie about the bride who fell in the volcano.
I just don't want that about me anyways.
A lifetime movie or
no, a lifetime movie. Things I don't want to do: fall in a volcano and or have a lifetime movie written about me.
I understand. I've never been to a volcano. I have been near where one erupted. You know, I lived up in Spokane, Washington, and we were there on the 25th anniversary of Mount St. Helens. And they had a lot of local TV people had produced these stories and stuff. And everybody had a Mount St. Helens story. Even there in Spokane, the ash was falling out of the sky. And the friends that we had at that time, they would come up with like little pill bottles, and they would have collected the ash in that. And you could see the actual ash from Mount St. Helens. And they said that it was so thick that you could drive around and it would get sucked up into up under your hood and your car, and it would block off your radiator and make your car run hot.
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody had a Mount St. Helens story. And we did go over to Seattle one time, and they were pointing it out. They said, "You see that white on the side of the road?" And I said, "Yeah." And it wasn't snow. And they said, "That's leftover ash. It's been there all these years." And I'm like, "That is wild." But there was an earthquake while I was up there.
So, I do not like the idea of an earthquake.
It happened in Seattle, and we were in Spokane. We did feel it, but just like, it was almost like if you hadn't been thinking about it, you would have wondered what it was. Maybe somebody slammed the door somewhere and the house shook a little bit, but that was about it. But I've been to just about every natural disaster except a volcano and a tidal wave. And I'm not looking to finish that list out either. I'll just... They had
me neither.
They had wildfires up there all the time. And, You could go to some of the higher points over there in Spokane. You could look over toward Idaho and see the fires. You'd see the smoke and everything. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I've been to a volcano in Hawaii, and I've seen an erupted volcano in Hawaii. So that was pretty cool and fun. But like I said, Reed has never done any of it. So I wanted to make it fun and make it kind of an adventure. And there's like a ton of cool things, and there's volcanoes and waterfalls and all sorts of things. You can ride ATVs, you can zip line, you can go on a catamaran cruise, you can go to like a sloth territory and go see a bunch of sloths, or go horseback riding on the beach, or do a coffee tour, or this or that. I don't know. There's just a ton of stuff to do.
Could you go zip lining with a sloth?
You could see a sloth while you zip line.
could you ride the ATV up to the volcano and turn around? I don't know.
Yes.
Really? All the way up to the top of it?
I mean, maybe not to the top, but pretty close. Yeah, it says that I don't know, from everything that I've read, we're going to have a travel agent, though, kind of help us, because obviously we don't know.
Does sound like a whole lot of fun. And so you're keeping the date quiet, which is it's cool. I understand. We won't say nothing about that.
It also helps not date the show, but it also, just in case, you know, I'm not going to be too far. Who knows? People are crazy nowadays.
You don't want the preacher to say, does anyone have any reason why these two? And then somebody jump up and start hollering. And so, I understand.
You never know. People do recognize my voice quite often.
I was in an establishment just the other day, and somebody recognized my voice from over 30 years ago.
I said,
now that you got a good memory, or I sound just like I did then. I don't think I do. I think I sound probably not as energetic as I did 30 years ago, but still the same voice, I guess. I try to actually talk like I've got a little bit of education, but it gets right down to, I tell you what,
I think that's how most people, I think that's how we all kind of sound down here a little bit, and not even on purpose. We just can't help it. It's just our voice.
Yeah, we all sound that way. It ain't like,
yes, and it doesn't make us not smart or anything like that. We've just got a little twang to us.
And I found out something the other day I did not realize. I never thought about it. There is a difference between rednecks and hillbillies.
Really?
I kind of thought they were kind of interchangeable, but evidently they're not. That is where you got the state of Virginia and West Virginia.
That's true.
Evidently, the rednecks live in Virginia and the hillbillies live in West Virginia.
Yes. Well, my stepmom, my dad and my stepmom both went to West Virginia Medical School. So they have both lived in West Virginia, and I have gotten to see West Virginia in all of its glory. And let me tell you, you are not kidding. I think you're right about the rednecks and the hillbillies, because now she lives in Virginia, and it's totally different compared to West Virginia.
I've been up that way. I've been through there, but I did not stop and visit.
We went skiing there this year, and just a different town. Nothing's wrong with West Virginia. I've actually had a lot of fun there. We stayed in Lewisburg, West Virginia, which is super nice. And there's this hotel called the Greenbrier Hotel, which is like very famous. It's got its own chocolate factory.
Ooh.
All these it really is, Rusty, like one of the coolest things I've ever been to.
I like that already. Chocolate factory.
Yeah. You can do polo. I mean, if you're into that, that's not a sport that I'm going to do, but there was like horse polo, and there was all these cool different like activities that maybe you wouldn't do like regularly, but I thought it was a very neat place, and it's like very gaudy and eccentric and super fun. I don't know. Super cool place. Really loved it.
Well, let's see. You said skiing. Was this like snow skiing?
Snow skiing.
Wow. I've never been snow skiing. Now, they were doing that up in Spokane when I was up there, and I got invited a time or two, but there's just something about me on two sticks sliding down a mountain just does not sound like it would end well.
Yeah, Well, Rusty, it's not for everyone. I will
No.
definitely say that. I was terrible the first time. And actually, I was terrible when we went this time, but we went to Colorado last year, and yeah, I did fine. I don't know. I think it's not really snow though in West Virginia. It's like ice. I don't know how to describe it, but if anyone is listening, they know what I'm talking about. The West Virginia feels like an ice snow, like artificial almost. And so it's definitely a little bit different and harder. So when we went to Colorado, I was able to ski and like go down a black diamond and everything. I was super impressed. And Reed was surprised because I about died in West Virginia. Yeah, I couldn't stop. I was a danger.
Oh, it would have been like a Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis movie with me trying to ski. It'd just be hilarious, I'm sure.
I would sit down and fall, and then I would take my skis off in West Virginia to try to go down the
What do you
hill.
just walk? You walk down the hill or you
I would
just.
walk, yeah, I walked down the hill because I was seriously such a danger. And I do ski school every time, but in, like I said, I went from that in West Virginia, and I did that in January, and then in March, I was able to ski down a black diamond. So it was just so funny how it's so different for every person, like person to person.
You were like a snow bunny now, I
Yeah,
guess.
I was dangerous. I was really dangerous, is all it boiled down to. So sorry if I ran over anyone.
I tell
That
you
was
what,
me.
I wouldn't do it because I would run over somebody or I'd have hit a tree. You know, that's what killed Sonny Bono.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, he ran into a tree
Watch out for that tree.
and it killed him. Those trees are kind of unforgiving, you know. We got a break coming up in a minute, but before we do take a break, you know, that's something else sometimes is when you're on the slope of life out there, you don't want to ski into a tree. No,
Right.
sirree, you don't. You want to call David Ernest so it'll be smooth sailing. I guess you could say smooth sailing going all the way down the hill. I guess you could say that. I know I just did. And you don't have to worry about those trees. You don't have to worry about somebody jumping out in front of you. You don't have to worry about skiing off the side of the mountain, which would just be bad. You would just, all they would remember was the last thing you said, ah, and you don't want
Yep.
that. No. All you got to do is call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You guys are on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. When you call, you'll talk to Too Tall Matthew, David Ernest, or this lovely lady who can tell you something about what they can do for you.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of people here to help you and figure out what you need and different age groups and all sorts of things. And I think that that's what makes us such a unique kind of place. And like Rusty said, if you just want to give us a call, that's the best way to reach out to us. We're on Facebook. We update it regularly and we just try to give you what you need. Any kind of like little tidbits or information and stuff like that about what's going on.
And have you got the wedding registry over there so they'll know what to get you as a wedding gift?
Oh gosh, no guys, please don't. I would feel so awful.
Do you need like you need Tupperware, you need sheets and all that kind of stuff, you know, you well, it's not
I
this
think
it's not like you're just starting out. I mean, you know, you're what are you, well, how old are you now, if you don't mind saying?
I'm 26.
Ooh, well, you were just a baby when I met you. You was 24, I think, or
Yep.
20 or 23,
I think I was
and
23.
you had just graduated college when I first met you. David talked about you, and I said, well, she can't be that good. But I think that he was right. You and Matthew work alongside David, and when he goes out of town, I know he doesn't feel scared about leaving the office because you guys take care of it. You, and when things get really tight, you bring Ansley in.
Oh yeah, that's really the bulk of this whole operation. Y'all really want to know the truth.
On that note, we will take a brief pause, and then we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. 479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
Judy.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly!
Call David Ernest today. Hello, children. Gather round the radio because it's story time with Uncle Felix.
Hello, children. This is your Uncle Felix. And today on Storytime, one of my favorites, the story of Pinocchio. But not the story of when he was small, but the story of what happened to him after he grew up. You see, Pinocchio always dreamed of being a stockbroker. And as we look in today, we see that his wish has come true.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Yes, I know the market's going crazy, but just give it time. Let it ride. You want to sell everything, huh? Okay, I'll take care of it. Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'll be talking to you. What do you mean? Don't bet on it. Pinocchio Investments, how may I help you? Oh, hi, Mrs. Smith. Yes, I know things are a little shaky right now, but what? You want to take everything out and take it over to David Ernest? Well, Mrs. Smith, okay, I'll take care of it. Pinocchio Investments, how may I help you? Oh, hi, Geppetto. How are you? Yeah, things are kind of rough here. What can I do for you today? What? You too? Oh, Geppetto. Why won't anybody believe me when I tell them the market's going to rebound? Their money is safe. It's going to be a V recovery. Oh, man. That's the third window this week.
And the morals of this story are, let David Ernest take care of your money and be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
David steps in and sees you through.
I swear, if that little ever comes out from behind the refrigerator, I'm using him for fish bait. I'm going to lunch.
Welcome back to Health and Wealth Show.
You know, that young lady may have a big future in broadcasting. If by the time she gets old enough to go to work, there is still broadcasting as it is now, because things are a lot different than when I first started out and are probably going to be a lot different now. There's so many different things that people listen to other than the radio now. You know, they got
Oh my goodness. Like for my generation, podcasts, like that's the biggest thing is like a podcast. Everyone listens, has podcasts that they listen to.
People like us who have stuff that's on the radio. And I'm currently looking for a podcast type thing to put the show on. You put it on
Spotify, Apple Music. You can do any of those.
Yeah, if you put it on YouTube, they're nuts to try to find something wrong. Oh, well, that's a bit of a song from something, or you've infringed upon a copyright, which we try not to do. And they
well,
get
it's
mad.
It's music, and it's like the music that you use.
I got a whole library over here of music that is approved for stuff like that. And so I'm trying to use some of that, but it's a lot of fun to put the show together because, you know, I put crazy stuff in there and we have all the fun things that we do. Matter of fact, I think we probably have enough stuff to do another Best Bits show here before too much longer. Plus, I understand we've got some stuff coming up that we won't talk about just now because, again, we use these shows again and we're in other markets too. Don't want to make it sound dated. But we haven't done as much stuff this year.
Like events and things?
Yeah.
Well, and we do have that. We do have one, the big car show coming up on September 9th with the Fraternal Order of Police, which will be on Lower Wetumpka Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I believe is the time. And it supports like local families that are in the community that are in need. There's going to be a bunch of cars, a bunch of, you know, trophies. I think that there's going to be like different categories, like best hot rod, best like old car, best Chevy. I don't really know exactly how they're doing the categories, But we would love to see any of our radio listeners out that have a car or anything like that. There's food, there's entertainment. It's going to be a really good time, and it's going to support a really good cause. So we would love to see y'all out there. And even if, you know, you can't make it, there's definitely going to be, I think, a show probably made out of it and some other cool, fun events. But it has been a busy year, I think, and just hard to kind of get everyone scheduled to line up to do a full-fledged event this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do a car show, there are more of the car people out there than everybody realizes. A lot of folks got those cars, and especially the police. The policemen, you know, they're a lot of motorheads. I'll just say it like that because they love those cars, those hot rods. And I'm sure they've got some motorcycles that are tricked out. So, yeah, that'll be a pretty good deal. And we'll talk more about that if we get closer to it. You'll be a old married lady by then.
No.
No? Okay. No, never mind. Don't say it. Don't say when the date is.
You know, it's hard planning, even something small. Everything costs so much, and you got to book months and months in advance for everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to get married at some point, I guess. So I have to put their name in to take their turn, I guess. You want to give Reed a plug? I know he does.
Yeah, so Reed, he owns a business called Clearwaters Property Management, and he deals with tree work and fences, decks, any type of fencing, whether it be standard, like privacy fence. He does shadow box, picture frame, aluminum, pool fences, a whole bunch of different stuff. And if you want to call him, it's 334-430-0376, licensed, bonded, and insured, and would definitely love to receive a call, guys.
What's the name of the company again?
It's called Clearwaters Property Management. You can find him. He's on Google. He's on Facebook. He's got a website. And like I said, if you call 334-430-0376, he would be happy to come give you a free estimate for any type of tree work. He does all sorts of tree removal. He's got a bucket truck, climbers, like I said, insurance, bonded, licensed, and insured. All that stuff's really good to have. That's what you want to make sure when you get your trees cut.
Yes, indeed, because, you know, if it falls on your house, that's not good. And you want somebody who's insured and bonded so that, you know, they don't just load the saw up in a truck and slip off into the night. I know where he could get some business right now. There's a tree up the road from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And last big storm we had, it knocked about half of this tree off. Well, about 20 feet up, you can see that this thing is hollow.
Right.
And the tree is probably 100 feet high.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's houses there and everything. And I don't know who owns that little bit of land right there. But I imagine when that tree finally goes and falls on a house or a car, that people are going to be finding out. And you could avoid any litigation if you reach out to somebody like Reed. Get it done before it gets you done.
He worked with like a lot of people during the storms that happened in November.
Yeah.
And Wetumpka and stuff. And there was a lot of damage. And it's definitely scary to have trees close to your house. Like, we don't have any close to our house anymore just because of all the stuff he's seen. And, you know, you can't predict when it's going to fall. It's just kind of one of those things. It's like an investment, you know. You don't know when it's going to fall or drop or ruin your house or anything like that. So it's good to always get those kinds of calls done, whether it be investment strategies or tree removal or anything like that. It's definitely something that you can't plan for. It happens when you least expect it. And it's better to be prepared than to not be.
I was wondering if you had a tree like that, and even if it was not in danger of falling, but if it fell, it would land on your house. Would insurance help cover some of the cost of the removal just as a preemptive thing? Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't really know about that. We had a friend where the tree fell on their house, and insurance did cover the removal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I just wondered if, you know, hey, that tree going to fall on your house. You better get it taken down.
I think it depends on your policy.
Well, I tell you.
That's definitely something that people should check on, too, because you never know. I know that there's been a ton of issues, like, with State Farm insurance paying out for people, and especially people that had, like, all the damage up in Wetumpka. I know that was kind of hard to get. So,
well, it's like we had hail damage and had to have a new roof. Of course, our house was over 20 years old.
Right.
But we had insurance, but they only wanted to pay for, like, half of a roof.
Yes.
Now, who puts half of a roof on a house? I never heard that. I never understood that. A roof is going to last you at least 15 or 20 years, maybe more, who knows. But these guys wanted to just put half a roof on the house. I don't even know who the insurance people are, but that I don't think I would go out somewhere until, well, I'm just going to put half a roof on your house. I'm going to send half the payment next time. How about that?
Yeah. Right. Like, that totally does not make sense. But I definitely think that tree removal is a lot like investing. You don't know when the tree is going to fall or when your investment's going to drop. And so it's always just so much better to be prepared than to not be prepared. And I think that that's so important. You know, you always want to be prepared and want to make sure that you have the tools for the job. And Earnest Financial has really created a great environment for that. And to just try to move your money to something safe and conservative, I think that's the biggest thing.
And our government right now, not really known for doing anything really smart.
Come on, man.
I think you could say. They do different things every day. You know, they got a new thing now, and I just do not see where this makes any sense at all. If you have bad credit, it's hard to get a loan. That's what you do, is you work to improve your credit score so you can go get a loan to get a car, a house. I mean, you might need to do something around the house. You want to do some home improvement. Well, now they're saying that the people with the higher credit score, they're going to have to pay more to take up the slack for the folks with the poor credit score.
Oh, hell no.
So basically, you're being rewarded for, they're being rewarded.
People that have done the right thing.
Yeah. No, really. You're right. That's the people who've worked hard to keep their credit score up. What incentive do they have to keep it up?
Well, there is no incentive, because then what's the point? Because if I might as well just not make my payments and file bankruptcy, and someone's still going to have to make up for my lack and my slack.
Exactly. That's kind of a slacker government we've got, I guess. I don't understand.
And, yeah, like you're rewarded for your bad behavior. Well, of course you should. Right. You have proven that you are not good at, you can't have a loan. Why would anyone loan you any money? It doesn't really make any sense. And you shouldn't be mad about it. Like, you're the one that messed up your credit or did whatever. And it's like the same thing with student loans. You took out the loan, not me.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Why am I being punished because you took out the loan? I didn't do it.
And
I don't know. It's just really crazy. And like you say, if you've done the right thing, it's like you get punished. And, you know, it's like kind of like you feel helpless right now. And that's kind of what we try to do, is try to prevent that helplessness. And you feel like you have your money under control and in one place, and it's not bebopping around all the time. Like, it can't go down. It can only go up. And I think that that's just such an important thing, because you don't feel like you're in control of things right now going on in the government. At least, like, there's a way to try to feel more in control of your money and things like that. Because why should you be punished if all these people took out student loans, and why don't they have to pay them back? People that I know had to pay back their student loans. What about the people that did it? Or what about the people that didn't go to college and started a business instead? What's their incentive to do that if you're just going to forgive these people that took out loans? Makes no sense.
I know a young man right now lives over in Tallahassee, and he has been paying on his student loans for 20 years. And he's just about got them paid off. What about that guy? What about him? He's done without and scrimped and saved to pay off his student loans. And here comes the Biden administration, just wants to wipe that clean. But always remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Something is going to happen where, if this happens and you get this loan forgiven or get a part of it forgiven, the government's going to want something back.
Going to be the people that work that are going to be punished, and the people that are not working or on unemployment or other government programs, which there's nothing wrong with government programs. I'm all for that. But I do think that there needs to be a cap or a limit, because people abuse the system so incredibly that it's ridiculous. And the fact that, and I will agree that student loans need to maybe be less predatory. They need to make sure that it's a fixed interest rate for the loan and not a variable. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other things, and I understand that part. But plenty of people have taken out student loans and paid back student loans. And, you could have made the choice to pay your student loans while they were on pause and not gaining any interest and really play catch up during this time. You could have done a lot of other things, but it should not fall on us. And people that have good credit scores should not have to make up for the people that have bad credit scores. It is not my fault that you tanked your credit and you didn't pay your bills.
That is correct. And you made me think of a story. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you may or may not have heard this, but you talked about getting a loan, having a good credit score. Well, you know, everybody needs to take out a loan sometime. You got, as we said, home improvements. You might need a new car.
credit card, anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, seems that there was this little frog, and he wanted to update his lily pad.
Okay.
So he looked around for some stuff to take in as collateral. So he got this little thing that was sitting on his little coffee table on his lily pad. It was a little keepsake that he had bought. Had a lot of sentimental value, not necessarily worth a lot of money. And he puts it in a little sack and he goes hopping down to the bank. Well, he goes in to see the loan officer. Her name is Patricia and her last name is Whack. I don't know if you've... know any people with that name, but it's out there. And the little frog is sitting there outlining what he wants to do with the loan when he gets it. And she's never made a loan to a frog before, but it's sounding pretty good. You know, he's got a steady income, seems pretty reliable, got good references. And she says, well, Mr. Froggy, do you have something for collateral? Well, he reaches in and pulls out this little keepsake thing that he had, and she looks at it and she looks at him. And about that time, the bank manager comes in and she kind of lays everything out for him. And he says, well, that sounds good. Does Mr. Frog have any collateral? And she holds up the little keepsake, precious moments thing, you know, and he looks at it and he says, And Patty says, yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't know what to think about. What is this? And the guy looks at it for a second. He says, this is a knickknack, Patty Whack. Give the frog a loan.
I love
it. Are you trying not to laugh? I wish the crickets.
No, it's funny. I mean, it's true, though. This is what's going on.
The crickets liked it. You know?
You stink!
I like it. I think that's exactly what's happening. No, I think it's funny.
Would you tell that to anybody? Would you?
Knick-knack, paddywhack.
Give the frog alone.
Give the frog alone. Yes, I would, actually. I think it's actually very funny.
I may have just set radio back 30 or 40 years. I don't know. But it is no joke when you're thinking about your finances.
It's not a joke. And it's so scary what's going on. And, like, that's why, I don't know, it's just, like, if there is a way, and that's what we do, is try to make you feel very, like, safe and confident and feel good, you know, about your funds. And I think that that's so cool that we can try to give you some type of peace of mind during this time of just absolute uncertainty.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it feels. At least for me, I constantly feel like we're in a place of just absolute uncertainty.
I agree, because sometimes it's just best for everybody if you don't turn the news on, because it's like somebody turned over a truckload of stupid. And people have been tracking it in all day long, because you just see stuff on the news. I saw something on the news. A guy was robbing somebody and he got shot and killed. And his folks are suing the company that the guy worked for because he shot and killed the guy because he was trying to rob it. I saw one. This is several years ago. And this lady was at her house and this guy comes in through the window. And she shoots him, kills him. And one of his family members said, well, school was about to start and he just needed some money for school clothes. So that is okay for him to go in and rob this lady to get him some money to buy school clothes instead of going and getting a job. And I just don't understand some folks, not all folks, but just some people.
Well, and it's crazy because it's like, oh my gosh, why is that okay? And why are we allowing that to be okay? That doesn't really make any sense.
I know. It's just crazy. There's so much crazy out there. I was talking to Tom Matthew the other day, and I guess Ansley is about the age of one of his kids, I guess. They're all kind of close right in there. You got David's grandchildren. You got Ansley. And, you know, I'm sure you got friends your age that have children, same age as Ansley, but there won't be too many more years. I'll be gone. I will have gone on to my reward, as they say, but these little kids coming up. Yeah. I got a brand new great nephew born February the 1st. And it's so crazy because it just seems like yesterday that his daddy was born, my nephew, but I'm thinking 20 years when he's out trying to get a job, trying to go to school, do what is the world going to be like? And if I had thought that I would be saying this 25 or 30 years ago, I told you that if you told me that, I told you you were crazy. Why would I be saying that? Because this whole world is in a big old mess. And bottom line, you got to watch out for your family, but you got to look, yeah, you got to look out for yourself first. And that includes your finances. We're going to have to wrap up, but one more time, let's just talk about Earnest Financial. You've got that 401k, you've got that IRA, whatever other sort of retirement you have. You've got to move it somewhere so that it's going to be safe when you need it.
Well, and not just that, guys, there's a lot of people that are getting rid of their pension programs. And if you have a company that's doing that, we have lots of ways to help you with that. If they're telling you that you need to get out of a pension or anything like that, well, we can help you figure out those steps and have a place for your pension money to safely land. If your company is doing that, you know, there's several that are trying to do away with pensions. And like you said, Rusty, 401k rollovers, we do those all the time. We do IRA to IRA rollovers. You can invest money that's just sitting in your bank account or anything like that. There's tons of different ways to do it. There's tons of different ways to invest your money. And you might not even realize that you have money to invest until you are kind of in this office. So if you would love to set up an appointment, which would be great if you would, you know, we're available Monday through Friday, pretty much whenever you need an appointment. We try to make it easy for you guys. And the best way to set up the appointment is to reach us at 334-279-7431 or
205-479-0839. You guys are on the World Wide Web
at retirewithearnest.com. And you can find us on Facebook, where we update kind of with some articles regularly, kind of explaining what we do. And we would love the opportunity to be able to help you and make you feel more safe in your financial future. And if there's any way that we can do that, that would be great if you would just give us a call at 334-279-7431 or
205-479-0839. And I want to tell you, it's a crazy world out there, and you got to look out for yourself and the folks at Earnest Financial. That would be Princess Leah, Too Tall Matthew, and David Earnest himself are there ready to help you. I want you to know, young lady, this has been wonderful. This has been a great program. And thanks for stepping up. Maybe we'll get another one done sometime this week. And you folks at home will be sitting there thinking, you know, that Princess Leah, I don't know why she's got them honey buns on the side of her head. I don't know why they got that name for her, but that's her. She does a pretty good job. Ansley was in the background, but maybe we'll get her on the next one.
Oh, goodness. Yes, she loves it. Well, guys, thank you so much. And, you know, I hope to hear from you all soon. And let's try to figure out, you know, summertime's a great time to kind of get everything finalized or any type of financial plans that you had going on. This is a great time to do it because you have a little bit more time, or maybe in between a vacation or things like that. Just trying to tie up the loose ends before the holiday season comes around.
Yeah, it's going to. Does it every year. It's almost like standing in front of a train waiting on it to hit you. All right. Thanks a lot, Princess Leah. I appreciate it. We'll see you folks next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
Bye.
Time now for another episode of The Edge of Town, the continuing story of young Dr. Young at Old Folks Hospital. You know, everyone in town comes to see young Dr. Young. I guess it's because he has a lot of patients. Today, young Dr. Young and old Dr. Old are having a meeting. Let's listen in.
Well, young Dr. Young, what's your prognosis?
Well, I'd say you're not eating right, and you look like you've been rode hard and put up wet.
Not me, you ninny. I mean old Mrs. Bojangles in room 123.
Oh, well, very curious case. She doesn't look good at all.
Well, she's 97 years old.
Well, that could have something to do with it. But my diagnosis is she didn't call David Earnest.
You mean as long as that old gal's been around, she never called David Earnest?
Nope. She never picked up the phone and dialed 334-279-7431. Look at these x-rays. This is a liver.
That doesn't look too bad.
These are her kidneys. They look pretty normal. And this is her portfolio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, if she'd only taken time and called David Ernest at 279-7431, her portfolio would be in much better shape today.
Well, what do you prescribe?
I'd say a good stiff drink. For old Mrs. Bojangles? No, for you, you old coot. You look terrible.
And so go the days of our lives at the edge of town. Tune in next time when we hear old Dr. Old say,
"Well, if this is my rectal thermometer, where's my pen? I better go check with old Mrs. Bojangles."
On the next episode of The Edge of Town.
Room 123, here I come. Woof.
I was just wondering what it would sound like to go on a job interview and talk like the vice president. Things that make me qualified for the job are the things that I have done in my past and the things that I continue to do today, okay? And these are skills that I have acquired by gaining skills to do the job and be qualified.
Do you have any idea what you're interviewing for?
Okay, well, full stop, okay? I don't even know what the job is.
I got a wife.
You got a wife.
I just got married because I thought go through that charade, keep appearances up.
Oh yeah.
My wife, what a battle axe.
Battle axe?
No one's
called their wife a battle axe since 1945.
Listen, come. How do you feel about a woman? She's supposed to be my life partner. I look in the mirror the other day and I says to her, I says, "Honey, I look in the mirror and all I see is a fat, ugly old man. And I need you to give me a compliment." She says, "All right then, your eyesight is damn near perfect." I said, "You dirty dog."
Wait, you called her a dirty dog?
A dirty dog.
A dirty dog.
We have fights constantly.
Oh, you do?
Oh, and sometimes it bleeds over. Like, we were driving a car. We went past a bunch of animals. There was a pig, a cow. And I admit this is a little cruel.
You were kind of mad at her at the time.
I was mad at her. So I said, "Hey, you see that pig, that cow, you know, horse? That remind you of any of your relatives?" She says, "Yeah, my in-laws." I said, "You dirty dog."
Oh, wow. Wow. Dirty dog again. Wow.
I tell you, until I met my wife, I always felt incomplete. Now I'm finished. But... I will say this.
What is going on?
I will say this.
What is going on?
I will say this.
This is a 1935 radio show.
Penny Youngman, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.